We have reached our fourth week in our series, The Fullness of God in Bodily Form. And in today's study, chapter 3 of Colossians, our theme is clothing ourselves in Jesus, the clothing of Jesus, wearing Christ all day, every day. There's nothing more beautiful. There's nothing more delightful. There's nothing that looks better than seeing a Christian serve our Lord. Amen? Now, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians because they were receiving cultural pressures tempting them to turn away from Jesus. And the same thing is true for us today. The focus is sometimes too much on what's in front of us. This leads to us putting extra pressure on ourselves, focusing on the wrong thing. This is why our focus needs to be on Christ. Clothe yourself with Jesus, living as those made alive in Christ. Our sermon text for today comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. We read, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." This is the word of our Lord. Now, in my life, I've been blessed to come to a level of understanding on a few things, mainly due to my upbringing, and thankfully, because the Lord saved me and led me. Now, I've shared with you all that I came up in a household of five. It was me, my brother, my dad, my mom, and my sister. Three males and two females. Some of you all know I currently live in a household of five. Things are a little bit different. I have my gorgeous wife, my three gorgeous daughters. One male, four females. This might be new to some of you, that between then and now, I also shared living space with four other adults, household of five: myself, my lovely wife, my two sister-in-laws, and my mother-in-law. So, as you can imagine, things weren't always smooth. One male, four females. But I think God put me in that space just to prepare me for what was to come. I think during those times, I got a chance to learn a lot about women. Now, I'm not going to claim to know everything. I know better than that. But there was something that I could never figure out. Now, I'm just speaking about the women in my life, so I'm not putting all women in a category. I'm not going to do that either. I know better than that. But what I couldn't figure out and still can't after all these years is why it took them so long to get dressed and to get ready. Craziness. Still to this day, they take a long time. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I'm this some prompt person that's always on time, because I'm not. But most of my delays come from me just talking too much and losing track of time, because I like to talk. But for them, it's a lot different. And I don't know what's going on. But I did learn from my dad, you can't say nothing about it. You can't get angry, and you gotta be patient. But one day, I got a little angry, and I didn't have my patience that day. We were going somewhere, and it was taking all day. Now, I'm not going to put too much of my family's business out there because they're not here to defend themselves. They're still at home getting ready for church. Now, y'all can't run back and told them that I said that because I made a promise that I wouldn't bring them up in my sermons anymore. But I learned from my dad not to get angry and to stay patient. But one day, I was frustrated, and I was losing my patience. Now, I knew better to question my wife, Vine, because of what I learned from my dad. And in fear that this may cause more delays. Plus, when I question her, I don't always get the best response. So I took my frustrations out on my kids. And I went to one of them and said, "What in the world is taking you all so long? What's going on in here?" Now, parents, you know your teenage child loves you if they think they know more than you do. If they start to give you advice, and if every now and again they throw subtle insults your way. I know my children really love me. So when I knocked on the door and said, "What in the world is taking so long?" My daughter peeked her head out, because you know she wasn't dressed. And she said, "Dad, your standards are too low." And then she slammed the door in my face. Now, I don't know if that was advice or an insult, but I knew it came from a place of love. She thought that I took too little time in preparing myself to enter into the world. She thought that I didn't take enough time thinking about putting myself together. And sometimes I think that's the case. We don't take enough time thinking about our value, who we stand for, and who we represent when we go out. As Christians, I believe Sometimes we set our standards too low. We let things slide, too busy trying to fit in. In our sermon text in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Colossians, it says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is. Now that is the NIV translation. I like the ESV translation a little bit better because it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. This verb seek, which we translate from the Greek, suggests a continuous action. Seek in the Greek means to strive for something earnestly. It means seeking something with a desire to possess it. Seek the things above in a continuous action towards the things above, not below. And what is it that we should be continuously moving towards and living our lives in such a way that reflects that? Our blessings. Our blessings that have been given to us. And our blessings that are stored up for us in heaven. Understand that Christians have blessings from above under the new covenant. Now, the Old Testament talked about the blessings below. God says, here's this land I'm going to give you. Here's your enemy. You will conquer them. Your children will go out and do well. And today we still are only setting our hearts on these earthly blessings. Food, shelter, wealth. These are the blessings that God shares with believers and non-believers. Everyone gets those blessings graciously from God. But Christians, we have blessings from above. And we should live our lives seeking those. Ephesians says, give praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Those blessings come from the heavenly world. They belong to us because we belong to Christ. Set your minds not on earthly blessings. They will go just as fast as they came. If you spend too much time setting your hearts and minds on earthly things, you'll lose sight of the blessings above. Now, this message is for believers, Christians. It's not putting anyone under the law saying, you got to do this. God is talking to us and sharing with us that I have given you the power through my spirit not to focus on the things below, but to keep your focus on the heavenly things. And as Christians, it also says in our text, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Your earthly nature, that's your old wardrobe. So get rid of that. That don't look good. You need to get rid of that old wardrobe before it gets rid of you. Don't be deceived by the devil into thinking something looks good or feels good. Don't think it's okay to rock because everybody else is rocking it. Don't be deceived by the way social media makes it look. Don't be deceived even by the way some people may make it sound good. Do you, boo. Live your best life. Do you? Live your best life? Behind these are evil desires. And we heard earlier, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. We have to stop trying to blend in the wrong ways and start living to stand out in the right ones. So don't do you, boo. Be you and do Christ. Don't live your best life. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. Live your Christ life. Evil desires, greed, idolatry, those are your old clothes. Y'all don't like wearing old clothes, do y'all? Well, then get rid of those. Do away with them. That's what you used to wear. And let me tell you, that style is played out now. And while you're getting rid of those, please get rid of the anger, the slander, the jealousy, and the filthy language. Have you seen yourself in those lately? Those don't look good on anyone. And as believers, we can afford to throw away that old wardrobe, because our debt has been forgiven. And Christ is going to give us a new wardrobe to wear. The clothes that Jesus gives you, he prepared in advance for you to wear. The clothes that Jesus gives you, he gave up his life to provide it for you. And Jesus promises us that this new wardrobe, let me tell y'all something, it's gonna hit a whole lot different. You're gonna like the way you look, I guarantee it. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with Christ. Clothe yourself with the compassion that he gives you. Clothe yourself with the kindness and humility that he shares with you. Clothe yourself with gentleness. Clothe yourself with forgiveness, because he forgave us. And the one that I forget to put on often, clothe yourself with patience, because our Lord has been so very patient with us. And over all these virtues, don't forget to put on love. Your wardrobe is not complete without love. Your life is not complete without Christ. In summarizing this text and this thing, Pastor Hines said, a major part of Christianity is a new identity in Christ, the new wardrobe that Christ gives you. When someone becomes a Christian, they don't stop being their gender, race, age, political affiliation, or personality. So you can still be you. Your wardrobe just gets upgraded. And all of those prior things are demoted below a more important identification factor, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Recognizing you've now been redeemed by the love of God, clothe yourself in Christ. Clothe yourself in Christ. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the message of Christ dwell amongst you richly. Whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. He wore our sins, and he gives us his righteousness. And his righteousness is a perfect fit. So set your minds and your hearts on the things above. I encourage everyone, and I give y'all permission, turn your Jesus swag up a little bit. Now, you're going to be looking so good that you are going to draw attention. And you're going to be looking so good that you are going to get stares. But it's okay. You'll be fine. Christ looks good on you. Christ looks good on everyone. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.